Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Welcome back to another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast. I'm your host today, Beatrice, and here with me I have
Faye.
What's your app?
Don't worry about that.
Moyo at Moyo's Laboratory.
Lauren at Lauren Coys.
Oh, Philippa at Philippa Acco or Philly Concarne.
Tiwa at @A_Lestrange.
So let's get straight into the action. Old Trafford. United beat Arsenal 3-1.
Chase.
Ooh, said that hard.
Tell us what went wrong.
The manager.
Wow.
That's just straight what I'm going for. It's the manager.
Nah, I don't believe
you. You're saying no. Look at, if you're actually looking at it, let's roll it all up, right? We started a bit slow. It was whatever. You scored your goal because of stupidity. When we scored, huh?
On whose part? Which stupidity?
On Zinchenko. Oh. And then Mandare. But we'll get back to that in a minute, yeah? You didn't go second half, we score. Because we kind of, second half, we come out with a better team. We score, and instead of, you know, normal sense of trying to, like, add things to make things work better, bring on another kind of defender to kind of make the kind of balance better, he left it. The gap then opened. Second goal goes, cool, we're still better. We're still playing because the second goal came against on the play. Calm. He then decides to now remove three players and then brings on, who is it? Vieira for his first game.
He looks good.
Nketiah came on, and ESR. Who came on? Zinchenko came off
for Tomiyasu.
No, he didn't. Oh. He just, the three key came on. Yeah. He came on for Zinchenko. He literally messed Odegaard and who was it? It was Odegaard, Zinchenko, and I'm missing someone. Sambi, that one I'll get to. The entire shape then decided to now go capitulation. Arteta. Literally done it. This is like similar to the Spurs game. He played the occasion and not the actual game. Because we were fine. Even when we went 2-1 down, the fact that we were playing the second half, we were very good. And then he decided to say, you know what? Let me try and be big. Let me try and be Wenger. Let me try and get every attacker on, remove the defenders. It won't make a difference. And then immediately you saw the shape just went. No one knew what they were doing. The shape was all discombobulated. And everyone looked a bit mad. And then by that point, he decided to bring on Tomiyasu as if he was being smart. You wasted it now. It's now 3-1. Who's coming back? At best, we might score a second one. But that's not doing anything. And that's my whole thing. It was like, we can say like certain players were a bit mid because Sambi was just there for vibes. But the manager himself, he's done it multiple times. He gets in his head at the big six type of games, especially away from home. And he tries to do more than he needs to. This game was perfectly fine if he would have got a draw. Because I said it before. We've won at Old Trafford, once in recent history? And it was during COVID and it was on a Aubameyang pen. And even in that game, we were hanging on for time for a minute. Yes, and then he did a little thing here and there. But for the most part, it was a 1-0 win. We don't win at Old Trafford. A draw would have been fine. Man went left. And it's like, you know what? You and your freaking hair dyed, it seeped into your brain. You're mad.
So if you were Arteta, who would you have brought on instead?
I would have brought on either Tierney or Tomiyasu earlier on. From the second Saka scored, I would have taken on Zinchenko or Ben White. I don't really mind which one. I would have personally gone for Zinchenko because I think Zinchenko is brilliant in putting involved with build-up and all that stuff. But his defensive and awareness and spatial and just scanning is always a bit suspect. It has been the entire season. I've rated him, but that's something that, and that's the reason why Tierney tends to come on later anyway. So I would have just done it then. We're away from home anyway, so it would have been a bit more. And it kind of suited United. They were doing counter. That's what they kind of. That's what at that point. That's what they're good at. So you figure out ways to block it off. We didn't. They scored. And then he made it worse. So yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna take it over to Moyo. What was your assessment of the game?
Okay. First 10 minutes, yeah, that was probably the best I've seen United play in a while. Like, even though we've been winning a couple games, I haven't thought we've actually looked great. I didn't watch the first half against Leicester. Apparently, we looked all right then as well. But this first 10 minutes, I was thinking, no, I can see the intent from the team. And I was like, I like that. Cool. And then as soon as you guys scored...
You're disallowed. Look again. You are rude.
As soon as you guys scored, yeah, it's like the team's confidence went into the toilet. Like, it made no sense. Like, everything you've been doing up until that point, I don't know why you stopped doing it. Because from that moment on until we scored again, you guys were on top of us. And then even after we'd scored, you guys were still kind of... We had a nice little 5-minute run of, like, having momentum. But other than that, you guys are still quite on top of us. Second half started. I actually missed... I was on my way to go and watch the match, yeah, and then I missed Saka's goal. Then I got to where I was going and I started hearing cheering. I thought you guys went 2-1 up. I was about to just head back home. Obviously, I got downstairs. I see that Rashford scored and I saw the pass from Bruno. Bruno had actually tried that pass, yeah, 25,000 times. So I was like, cool. I wasn't expecting for it to... No. You know what it is, yeah? I'll give him his props because... Every goal that we had today, Bruno was involved in them. He was.
Wasn't it Eriksen for the first one?
Yeah, but Eriksen put it into Bruno.
Okay,
Eriksen dictates.
God, I missed that one. Yeah.
But I'm not saying he was fantastic. He's still two ways for on the ball. But from the moment we went 2-1 and then 3-1, because you guys had that period in the second half, you were completely all over us. You were dominating us. It was only a matter of time before you scored. But once we went 2-1 up, Bruno was supposed to score to make it 3-1. Obviously, it was a good save from Ramsdale. But as soon as it went 3-1, I genuinely think we could have gone on to score 2-3 more. Because we had opportunities. Once you guys have made the subs, which I agree, the subs didn't come at the right time, innit? Because it was open as hell. Like, it got to the point, yeah, Bruno then started smiling. He's just putting in through pass, through ball, every single set. I'm sorry. I'm actually sorry, because I know you're hurting. I know how it feels. Listen, I'm going to say it for the viewers. Like, I've not come on a win in months. So I have to hold this with two hands. Like, we didn't perform well, but I saw some good signs in scattered places. Do you know what I mean? Like, Rashford, I thought he was crap until he scored. I didn't think he was good. I think he doesn't hold the ball up well. It's not his fault because I just don't think he will ever hold the ball up well. And I think him playing nine, magnifies it too much. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's not a nine. Exactly. He's just,
like,
not a nine.
If he's playing on the left, you don't require him to hold up the ball. But when he's playing as a nine, you can see the differences between him and a Martial, for example. I messaged Frazier in the match and I was like, I do feel like we're missing a Martial because I was looking at what Gabriel Jesus was doing. And on the games that we've said, like, as United fans, that Martial has performed really similar. Well, it's similar in the sense that, like, he's getting about there, he's holding up the ball well, linking up well, hassling people. Like, obviously, Jesus is great because he does it so consistently. But when Martial does have good games, that's the kind of performance that I expect from him. Mm. You guys actually did well. Like, I'm not going to come here and be like, oh, you little crap. You weren't crap. But we were more decisive in the moments that it mattered.
That one, because that was the whole thing I think we talked about earlier, that Arsenal players had so many touches in the box to do nothing.
Yeah.
It was just like, certain times I saw Saka should have had a shot, Odegaard should have had a shot, Gabriel shoots all the time, but that one doesn't bother Martinelli. That one didn't bother me as much because he tends to have a lot of touches because he kind of takes small things there to get in and then he'll shoot. But Saka and Odegaard, and actually Jesus, that's the one thing I'll say that's my little... caveat with him is that he does brilliant everywhere else, but sometimes he over dribbles.
Yeah.
Times where there's a part I think he got past man and then decided to kind of try it again rather than shooting. He does that a lot.
I think it's the freedom.
It's freedom.
You know when you've been restrained for so long, yeah? I'm not saying Pep was chaining him up.
No, he was.
Pep wasn't letting him express himself in the way that Arteta is, but now it's not that he necessarily was overdoing it, but sometimes it's like, wow, I still can dribble. I'm allowed to dribble.
I think that's it. The decisiveness, like, at times, he does need to learn to kind of, you can do it, enjoy yourself, but if you're in the box, shoot. Yeah. He does, obviously he shoots. Everyone's like, he's got a couple of goals, but I'm just saying sometimes he does over dribble. Saka, same thing. Sometimes you overpass. Same with Odegaard. They pass. A lot of them are pass first guys rather than shooters. The only one who tends to kind of shoot on sight is Martinelli. And so, you know, kind of help with the goal that was offside, but that's kind of like how he tends to do. He does just, he won't really think about really passing it first. He will shoot. And that's the one, yeah, it's a good one, but you know, it's a foul. It is what it is. That one, that one runs. Look, let her enjoy it because it is what it is, isn't it?
And that's what I did say it was soft.
No, it was soft, but it's a foul. The precedent has been set before from other games where like certain soft fouls aren't, they're not really that deep, but you know, they've given it. So you have to kind of run with it. Arsenal needs,
let's talk about that further. Like, why do we think it was actually given? Like,
what, which
you
one?
Guys are saying it's soft, but
he didn't touch the ball.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. He didn't touch the ball. The thing. It was like one of those ones where, but the thing is, because we've seen games where even earlier in this season, everyone was thinking that they've been like doing this thing where people have been fouled, but it's like, oh, you've been letting it go. That was their whole remit. It was like, we're going to be a bit more nicer with some of these fouls and let it run. That, because that foul today was very soft, you're thinking you've let other stuff go. It could be let go. It could, but we've also seen some soft ones are given, some aren't. It's one of those ones that was confusing because they have given them off and they haven't. It's one of those ones. But it's what it is. I'm not like mad at it because I can see that he didn't get the ball.
Yeah.
So I can see as to how he can be given the foul as well.
He didn't get the ball, but Eriksen definitely had to be stronger. Like,
oh yeah, but Eriksen and him are quite similar. They kind of, you can bully them off the ball if you kind of thrash them enough.
The only thing that I would say, because I thought it was soft and I thought the goal was going to stand, so I got why Arsenal fans were angry. But then, like, 5 minutes after that disallowed goal, Varane did the same thing to Martinelli. No, Varane did the same thing to Jesus, I think it was. I can't remember if it was Martinelli or Jesus, but it was on the left-hand side.
Oh, yeah, it was Jesus.
And it was the exact same thing, and the referee called it for foul. So, in that sense, there was consistency in the game.
I do think the Varane was more blatant, but yeah, relatively speaking, like,
he'd
this game
been shame to overturn his decision.
There's one of the things, but this game wasn't one where I'm like mental. Like, this is like one of the games where I'm not looking at the rest of, because realistically, the rest didn't do anything mental in this game to be shouting refs. It didn't. This is one of the, especially of this game week. This is not one where you can bring up the refs in the Arsenal versus United game. That wasn't that. It was just poor, either not attacking or finishing properly, not ruthless enough, and then stupidity from the man on the side of the. Of the pitch, who's meant to be the manager.
What about your actual defenders? So Saliba, for example.
Why?
In the goals that he conceded, like, he should have done better.
I think out of the defenders, I don't think he was the worst one. I think he could have done better. Mm-hmm. Like, some of them he could, like, it wasn't like, none of them, in my opinion, of the back, I'm going to say six. So the fullbacks, the centre-back, the keeper, and that, and Sambi. None of them could like hold their like have are like blameless. I think out of the defense, I think he wasn't the worst. I think Ben White and Zinchenko weren't great in this game at all, in my opinion. They're good moments, but they weren't particularly helpful. I think definitely, don't get me wrong, some of the high line stuff where he could have like, I think it was the second or third Rashford one, I can't remember which one it was, where he kind of turned slowly the wrong way. So he mistimed the turning. So that one, I can point out. But for the most part, I don't think there was much to really chat about.
You know, because the girls on here, like Shy, for example, shout out to Shy. you've been comparing Saliba to Virgil van Dijk.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, the standards should be higher than...
Yeah, and he was poor. And he was poor. What's van Dijk been doing? I could compare it. This one, Saliba's been better.
Poor. But he was poor today. Saliba's you lost 3-1.
Yeah, so?
Yeah, after winning 5 straight games.
Oh, wonderful.
That's poor.
Really?
This season. Have you seen Van Dijk?
Okay, this season.
I didn't say it all over. I said this season.
But we can't call...
Oh, this season, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's, and that's my point. I haven't said it, like, overall. I'm not mental.
Yeah.
Well, I think... But I say my eye mostly, I think the defenders were kind of... I think Gabriel was actually good, but I think I thought he was good today. I think I think for the first goal, when he tried to foul... Who was it? Who was it who passed it to...
Oh, someone fouled Bruno.
Yeah, it was him.
That one, I understood the reason why. Because Bruno, for some magical reason, not magical, there's a reason there, he was left alone. So Gabriel was like, I have to foul him or it's going to go through. But I was saying, because he was there and he was like, well, no one's there, I have to foul, I'll take the card. I think he was assuming they'd stop it. So we get a foul and it'll stop it. Obviously, and people didn't kind of notice the fact that he had to fill the spot and they kind of did the advantage thing. And this is where I bring in Tsambi, whereas like people think I'm too harsh on the guy because they say, oh, he's a kid. It's like, he's not a kid. If you're not going to attack Odegaard, you can kind of go for Sambi at the same age. I'm pretty sure Sambi's even older. If he's not mumps or whatever, but at the same age. But we're treating Sambi like he's like a Bambi. Like, it's all these things. He's like, you're treating him like he was ghost again. And people think I'm being rude when I say I don't want him in midfield. But he does this all the time. He kind of has a nice pass here and there, but the passes will either be a bit loose, a bit soft. And then you watch him. I said, find any game of Arsenal when he's playing. Watch him in transition. He jogs and being nice. He's a slow, it's a slow run, fast walk. And he's there doing his head up, doing this like every single time.
A defensive midfielder that doesn't sense danger is so problematic.
It's horrendous. He has zero awareness, zero chest. He doesn't like, he hides every single time. And it's irritating because it's like, I want to rate him. He's got good technique, but the amount of times he just leaves the midfield by themselves and you wonder why people get pulled out. It's your job and you don't do it.
So I have a question for you. What's your thoughts on Ramsdale this game? Looked a bit scary.
I said Ramsdale's Ramsdale, innit? If you've watched him enough and not blinded by the love and hype that he has, which is fair enough justified, he's an enjoyable guy. He's Ramsdale. I said before, him and Pickford are very similar, even people don't want to admit it. They're both very good on the ball. They both have games where they are brilliant in goal and shot stopping, but they're generally quite shaky when it comes to that decision making, and they both get caught up in passion. So you'll watch it and you're like, he's proper, like he's G'ing it up. He loves it a bit too much and now it's going to go left. And his position is not great. So like, I wasn't like screaming about Ramsdale, but he didn't have a great performance.
Yeah, I feel like he could have done better with one of Rashford's goals.
I know. I think. No.
Why is the soft tone?
I don't think. For the Rashford goals, it didn't bother me. I think he could have done better for the first one by Antony.
Yeah, maybe
his body position for that one, in my opinion, wasn't great. I think he could have done better.
I think he could have done better with that.
Yeah. No, but I've seen people say that. That's my point. His position for me, it was a bit. I think I'm not like.
I think he forgot that. I don't think he deep that Antony's a left-footed right.
Yeah, yeah. You can't open the goal.
Because he closed the right. I mean, he closed where, like, if the Sancho was on that side or if Rashford was on that side, he closed the side that they actually would have gone to. But
yeah, I'm not gonna go mental and say, but I think he could have done better. Like, it wasn't like a lose your head over it kind of save or lack of a save. But it was fine. I've seen way worse from him. I've seen way better. It was just kind of a performance that was there.
His distribution was really good.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, it's one of the things, his distribution tends to be, for the majority of all the games, are very good, and it was today.
Yeah.
Bar that one bit where, was it Bruno could have scored? He messed up there. Yeah. But other than that.
Yeah. I think for me, that was his only major
mistake. Yeah, like other than, like nothing was mental to kind of like be me, for me personally, looking at Ramsdale like that.
Let's go back to Antony's performance. How do you think he did on his debut?
Like, my expectations for Antony are not, like, I'm not someone that's like, oh, Antony. Oh,
but you paid 80-something million.
Oh, Favela King and all that.
Favela King. Like,
that's what this thing is.
That's what people are speaking. I'm like, no, don't get me wrong. I can tell he's a passionate guy. So it's someone like him, it doesn't take a lot to G him up for a big game. Yeah. What I saw today, though, still just brought back my initial thoughts here in that, there was one point, I remember, because it was just before he actually scored the goal. Maybe it was like a minute before. He got the ball on the right wing,
And he was just... You see it? The foot.
He chopped, but he hadn't moved. I put the ball,
He was moving his foot.
And Zinchenko was looking at him like this. Do it then. Like, do it then, Zinchenko wasn't moving, And was like, he did it for like 10 seconds. I was looking at him, I was thinking, this is what I mean, though. Like, what I will say, though, he had some nice link-up moments, when he was putting the... So like, he did a couple good 1-2s that I liked. Like, he was... He's either always the out ball, for a 1-2, or he can see, like, when Bruno goes infield, he can see it and makes that pass to him. But he is not going to set the world on fire, like, in my opinion. Ten Hag said after the match, he was like... He was all right today. It wasn't... He was like... He knows that Antony can do a lot better. And he still thinks that it's going to have to be a development thing. But he said that he thinks that his traits can work well in the Premier League.
Do you know what? He really reminds me of Ziyech.
I'm not going to lie. I don't think that's a crazy shout.
That's not a great one, though.
Just cross Ziyech.
But what I will say, though, is the difference between the two of them is actually the main reason why Chelsea fans hate Ziyech, which is the intensity.
That's true.
Because Chelsea fans' actual problem with Ziyech is that he's not intense.
He's calm as hell.
Very nonchalant, this. Mm. And Antony's actually the complete opposite in that sense.
I'll give you that, because there was a point, I can't remember who it was either Xhaka or Martinelli, where I think Anthony on the floor. And then I think either he fell or whatever, because I don't think it was a foul. And then he swung out and he missed.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to watch that. He kept doing that. I'm going to watch that, because he swung out and it's like, if that connects, he's in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's definitely got... It's so funny, him, Nunes, like a lot
South
of
American
them,
boys.
I don't like to say the Latin temperament.
Yeah, but it's South American boys. They come for the game. Richarlison's the same. They come for the game.
Why did you add Martinez to them?
Yeah, because he looked like he can
that one's too, because he got a little bit heated.
Yeah, he looks like he's got...
Nah, he's definitely got some dog in him. I'll give him that. Yeah. But he's one that doesn't the way that it manifests itself in Nunes specifically, and I can see already in Anthony,
he's like wanting to fight.
Oh yeah, they want to scrap.
Yeah. Whereas Anthony's is more so in the challenge. It's a tenacity in the challenge, not outside. He wanted to run. You know, after he scored, the reason why Xhaka was going to the ref was because he then started going to the Arsenal fans saying,
I didn't see that one.
I remember, because when he signed it, they were like, oh, how do you feel about the pressure about being expensive? He was like, that's not pressure. He was like, pressure's not knowing when you're going to eat after this many hours.
Does he think he's the only poor person in the league?
Do you know what it is? Those type of guys, they have like, they need
the
to feed. They need to feed themselves, their family, the whole neighborhood. No, they got like a
little. Better man in the league do that though. It's not him.
So show us the dog on the pitch then.
He scored, didn't he?
That's what I'm saying. Everyone else. You're fighting on behalf of everyone else. As he brought his own dog, I'll give him that, But some of the stuff he's doing is not feasible.
It's a bit mad because
he's going to have to improve the toolkit, I think.
Yeah, it's weird because I think he scored, so it can't. It's one of those ones where if you didn't score, it's a bit of a meh. Debut, but he did, so it's fine.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
What about Malacia? What did you
hear? That's a good question, because Saka was cooking his ass, for 65, no, maybe 70% of the time. But one thing I will say about Malacia, is that Saka had cooked him for like 70 out of the 90 minutes, but as the game was going on, it's like he was starting to deep, so Saka's gonna do this now. He started.
Yeah.
It's like he was studying him.
That's the thing. I can tell he's got an adaptable nature about him, which is what Ten Hag likes. You know, one of those lot that's easy. He's easier to teach than like a Shaw, who is very much set in. This is how I play.
Shaw's lung would have collapsed by then, anyways. Like he's at least Malacia can keep up.
Yeah, Shaw is a scary guy. I'm not gonna lie. I actually think that Shaw is decent. Yeah, like I've not got a major problem with Shaw. My problem with him is that. You see how Saka was getting in? Shaw would have just
given up,
allowing him to. Yeah. And
he gets caught out of position quite a lot.
Malacia, at least, he's got, the eagerness to, I still want to help, even though I know I'm getting cooked right now, I'm going to try and help these lot in another way, because right now I can't help them in that way. So let me at least be an out ball. He was getting cooked, though.
Oh, Saka the entire time. Because it was smart, but then I think United wised up and they double teamed Saka the entire, by the back end. They were like, no, let's not leave it.
The fullbacks were both struggling. I'll give them. Struggling still.
Yeah. Dalot, I think, he's playing at his limit. That's as well as he can play.
This is level.
I think he was never, defensively strong like that. Anyway.
I didn't even know if he could. I didn't even know if he had 1 ounce of defense.
Yeah, but then the option is him or Wan-Bissaka, and Wan-Bissaka is going to kill you when you're actually trying to play ball, so there's no point.
Dalot's been doing some nice stuff on the ball. I'll give him that. I've seen more from him now, because before I used to think that they were overhyping the he's good offensively and he's bad defensively. I used to think even that offensive, I'm not really seeing it. But he's got
the cross that he put in.
He whipped that the one that Eriksen got off target.
Man, so he's got whippers. He's got whippers.
Was a good cross. I was like, all right, cool. And he was doing a couple nice 1-2s to get out of pressure. I was like, he's not bad on the ball.
He'd be great as a backup. So if you get an actual right back,
you need a starting cup player. He's not. Your Premier League, we're fighting for something.
You'd want to upgrade on him. 100. Like, you'd want to upgrade on him. But at least now that he's had a run of games, you know that if worst comes to worst, you're not going to win anything. You're not going to win stuff with him, but you know that he can at least give you something.
He's also got that passion, that 10 hard teams. I don't know why.
He's in his element now.
Yeah.
All that smacking people, see,
like,
jumping on.
Every time he gets a ball when he defends, he does high five. I'm just like, calm down, love.
Clearly, there's been some positive reinforcement happening in the dressing
room. Teamwork.
You know, they've taken what's called a leaf from Arteta's hand and heart and brain and all them things there.
Don't forget that. For the energy.
No, they have.
What do you think about Ronaldo being like our bench player now? Does it make you happy?
I'm not a Ronaldo hater in it. Like, if I'm not, I am. Yeah, I know you are. I'm not a Ronaldo hater. I'm not a stan. I'm not saying that he should. Someone asked me before the game, and I actually said I think he should start. This is before I saw the cameo he was going to do, but I said I think he should start, and I would have benched Anthony. I wouldn't have started Anthony from the beginning because I thought this kind of match can chew you up very easily for a first game, but. I think my main reason for saying he should start is because I don't like Rashford at the nine, more so than me gagging for Ronaldo to start. Do you get what I mean? It's more so about who the next alternative is that I don't like. Mm. I think when he came on, Arsenal did panic. It's not even so much about what he was doing.
His aura actually
created panic.
I think Gabriel was on him well. I think what happened was that's the thing. Because the focal point went to him.
Because he's slower, you lot did highline thinking.
And then Rashford could do what Rashford does and then he ran in behind.
The space was
Rashford
was getting the ball exactly where he wants it. Maybe like 6-7 times when Ronaldo came on.
And it was like literally a case of, because I remember it when it happened, the first one that Gabriel defended quite well but was offside. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's going to happen. These men into it. And it didn't wake up. Literally the exact same thing basically happened. And then it actually was onside this time. I was like, you got off the first time and you let it happen again. I was like, you're mad. Hold it.
But yeah, I don't think it's dependent on Ronaldo. I think it's just dependent on a striker. Because Martial did it for Rashford in that Liverpool game. Mm-hmm. That pass is on as long as Rashford is not in playing in the nine. Mm. But Ronaldo...
He's there, innit?
Yeah, I feel bad for him. I feel bad for him in a sense, yeah, because...
It's Ronaldo,
He is declining, not at the rate that people are exaggerating, but he is declining, obviously, naturally. Mm. And I feel bad for him in that sense because he's almost trying to hold on to.
So sad.
Yeah, but then at the same time, he still made like, you know that chance near the end, and if Bruno's pass would have made it through to him,
that's would have
tap in for Ronaldo.
Oh, yeah.
Or Fred as well, Fred's.
Do you got me?
Yeah.
Fred, yeah, it was the right intent, but the execution was just not there. But like, Ronaldo still is available for those sorts of opportunities.
I think he's disrespected, to be honest. No, he would have finished in the bottom half last season without his goals.
Yeah, no, 100%. I'm not disrespecting what Ronaldo did last season because he got one bump.
I feel like we would have been in the same position.
So who would have scored the goals?
I think he would have been spread.
That more so is the misconception, though, that people do, United's goals and then they minus Ronaldo's and they think that's how it is. Like, if Ronaldo wasn't there, no goals happen, which is not true.
Yeah, but to be fair, I speak from Old Trafford where Ronaldo scored a hat-trick against us and I know for a fact if he wasn't playing, we would have won that game.
So yeah, I think like the common misconception is that if you take away Ronaldo's goals, United just don't score at all. Ronaldo was very useful for us last season, so I'm not disputing that he very much carried us in terms of goals, but I don't necessarily think that if you remove Ronaldo completely, that others don't get opportunities to score. Because I feel like the way we play was to feed Ronaldo. And I feel like if a Ronaldo is not there, you get more like
out of everyone.
This is where the aura thing was as well against you. Because it just, you almost feel like the players feel like, well, you kind of have to pass it to him. He's there.
Dallo and Bruno specifically.
Like those two.
Portuguese hierarchy.
I think Ronaldo is a clutch performer though. And some of the big goals that he got
like
you guys out of trouble.
No, like Champions League, that's all Ronaldo. The Champions League run, that was purely him.
Tottenham,
Chelsea.
The hat trick.
Chelsea's 1-1. Arsenal scored against Arsenal, the brace, and then the other one he scored as well. Ronaldo will forever be a big, even if he's on one leg, he's going to be a big game player because the games mean too much to him. Mm. It's literally like, even whilst he physically deteriorates, he knows where the goalposts don't move in that sense. So like, he knows, okay, I may not be able to dribble past this person, cut in here, but where can I show up in the box so that I get those easy goals?
Yeah, and he could have had two today. And I think more so than anything, and I think for me, I think his high standards are the reason why he's disliked in the squad personally, because I think it personally affects him because he hates losing. And I think there are a lot of players in that Man United dressing room that don't hate losing as much as he does.
Yeah, I agree. But I actually think most of the people that don't hate losing that much aren't starting right now.
Maguire.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
like I think a lot.
No, it's true. Yeah, that's true. We've seen a difference.
A lot of the good players are playing and they're starting.
These were all seem to hate, like, even the way you were saying how they're like celebrating tackles. These don't care.
Yeah,
I don't think you can dispute that they care. And I feel like that's why I think Ronaldo can go back into this. I don't think it's done for him as a star, especially with, are we forgetting Martial's injury record?
Yeah,
he's playing max 15 Premier League games this season. Yeah, because even once he comes back from this one, he's going to play and then get injured again, either with France or with us. One of the two is happening.
Did he even get called up for France?
No, he will. They don't like him. Stop it, man.
Benzema's back, man. I don't know.
Facts. No, but yeah, Ronaldo's not done, I don't think.
He's not done, but I'd say it's kind of, when I say he's going to be mad, if his ego wasn't as big as it was, he would have just gone back to another club.
The
it's too big.
Ego is deserved, though.
No, it is, but also, be guided. If you're going to get gassed or annoyed that you're not going to start, but you could have literally gone anywhere else, maybe, if your ego wasn't as big.
No one's paying.
I feel like if he would have been like ate some of the pride and then like even like basically lowered his wages so low to a decent.
But why should he?
I'm not saying he has to. But I'm saying if he's going to be upset about not being in Champions League and upset about not starting, he could, if he wanted to, just lower his wages to like even around 150, 200.
But maybe 200.
I said it.
You know that guy's
what I'm saying. No, but hear what I'm saying. No, but deep what I'm saying. If he wanted to, he could have gone.
We're living in a world where De Gea is getting 300 plus.
So I know this. I know it's madness. I'm just saying if he wanted to, he could have.
800, I think, at this point.
Yeah, but I'm saying who's giving it to him?
But maybe he's not starting because, you know, he missed preseason. He needs to get fit again.
Yeah. But he missed preseason because he was whiny and didn't want to go anywhere.
But even regardless of whether it was like a proper tactical change in him not moving, like it's okay to like change the way players play in the team. Mm-hmm. It's all right to adapt. And like we said, he's no spring chicken. So I think they should just bear in mind that like he brings a lot of value to the team. It just might look differently. It might be you're a super sub, but like it just... Everyone needs to grow and adapt. And I think that a lot of people sort of write him off and be like, oh, he's not starting, so he's bare. And like, I'm sure he's pissed off because he's a competitive person. Yeah. Yeah. And he wouldn't have gotten to the situation
he seemed
quite
happy
when Anthony scored.
Yeah.
I think he knows the cameras are on him now, though.
Yeah.
Because he even
posted, like, come on, Devils, let's go.
He said, okay, my role has now changed. Yeah. I'm going to accept that. And like, I don't know, you've got to
like you said, the team is better. Like, say this team last season when he was scoring them goals, you have an actual, you have a better midfield, you have a better, by far, defence. Like, a lot of the things you have, if you had these players from last season, it looks even better. And it's like certain things of him like being the overlord or taking over stuff doesn't look as mad.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Is that Varane is still suspect? I don't care though.
Who?
Varane.
You're actually a big.
So Varane is better. This game, he was not good in this game. He wasn't all out in this game either.
You're saying that he wasn't good, Jesus, first of all.
Gabby was all over him.
No, but Jesus has given problems.
Cut your eyes, it was facts.
Jesus has given problems. How Jesus played today in terms of how he was hassling play, like defenders, he's given problems to anybody. Varane, this season, I think, has been really, really good.
He's been better. I don't think he's been the level it's meant to be.
I actually think he's been very good.
I think that's more Martinez.
I think they're the perfect partnership. Because Martinez is like Sergio Ramos. He likes playing with that aggressive defender.
It's because Varane's shy. That's what it is. He's shy. Like, that's why Martinez is getting all the props.
Yeah. But Varane is happy doing that. He did that. He's happy playing that role.
Varane came into the team. Martinez was already there. Don't forget.
No, but I'm saying the balance of it, I think that's purely, it's Martinez doing most of the stuff.
No, but what bitches is
this? No, I know what I'm saying.
Has been there since. The new factor was Varane.
Yeah, but I'm saying because who was it before? It was... That's not my point. That's the thing. I'm not saying Varane is dead, by the way. I'm saying I don't think he's a level at which people are kind of talking
Varane's
about.
Varane's calmness that he brings is very... and also, one thing I've noticed that I really like as well, that doesn't get spoken about a lot, because obviously Martinez, I like the fact that he's getting props, but he's getting props mainly because people were overdoing the hate.
That is true as well.
One thing Varane does... especially when we're under pressure, he's clearing that ball. Not none of that. Some of these lot, yeah, they like doing the drop it down. Or like, we're not passing out. Head the ball out.
Yeah, it's true. Clear the ball.
that's enough for United. Let's move on to Chelsea. Faye, I know you've been sitting there waiting to get this off your chest. How did Chelsea do in that match?
You know what? I was disappointed with the performance. Let me not lie. I was disappointed. I was scared when I saw the team news. I saw Conor Gallagher. I said, I said, he's not good. I saw Ruben Loftus-Cheek again.
I thought that was your boy.
Yeah, I fancy him, yeah.
Where was he playing? Wing back or in the midfield?
He was playing in the midfield. Okay. And then it was like Sterling and Pulisic and do you know what I mean? It's very scary, very scary.
The American got a recall, wow.
Fam. And then it was just a thing where we just weren't good. We didn't look like scoring. We were all over the place. And then, you know, we conceded. And Edouard Mendy. I remember I was on this pod and I said, this guy, we need a new goalkeeper. Everybody said, I'm being harsh. No. This is what the goalkeeper is. This is what he's doing. Simple things like commanding the goal, catching the ball, he's not doing it. He's just making everybody scared. Everybody in the team is scared. Oh, we can't pass back to him. We can't do this. As soon as they shoot, they know he's going to mess up. They know that this guy's scared. His hands all over the place, just flapping. And then they scored. And it was just like, we just can't do anything well. Like, even if he was to play well for 10 minutes, he's going to mess up. I think there's been, except for the Everton game, he's cost us every single game. Every single game he's messed up. Every single game. There's not been a single game except Everton where it's like, calm, do you know what? He could have, do you know what I mean? It's not his fault. Every single game. And that's scary for a goalkeeper.
Trust me, we know.
Silva was giving Mendy some looks yesterday, boy.
Because it's not like, it's been since last year West Ham. It's like, how many, like, what's going on? Like, you were entitled to be, what, Ballon d'Or?
I say Ballon d'Or.
Ballon d'Or.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ballon d'Or, do you know what I mean? He was like in the men's team. I remember there was
even uproar when he
did. Yeah, when he didn't get it.
Oh, yeah, even uproar, do you know what I mean? Yeah. They only did this because he's whatever.
Do you know what I mean?
He didn't get it because
African.
Yeah. So that's what they were doing. And I think as well, because people were gassing him, he had that arrogance that he deserved to be there.
Yeah, he played for Senegal.
It was Chelsea fans, but do you know what I mean? Like, I felt like it was deserved. So that Champions League run was good.
You made him, overinflated.
Not you specifically.
Because I said it from the start. I feel like this guy, because Kepa was so, so bad, Mendy came in, 20 million. I think he was meant to be like a stopgap type of signing.
He was.
You know, Czech gassed him, Czech scouted him, blah, 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 blah. 4 years ago, he was at the job centre. Do you know what I mean? Things were like, this is a story, humble beginnings. He came and he did the basics. And it was the whole thing, because Lampard is there, he doesn't know how to coach the defence. You know what? It's not his fault. It's the defence. Then he had a good Champions League run under Tuchel, and this guy's just flopping
ever since. No confidence. He's not even like, you'll see Silva taking a goal kick. So you think, what the hell is going on?
There's reasons.
Something is, I don't want to mention somebody's name, but maybe somebody did the Maribor thing.
No, we're not doing that.
He's just like, he's very scary. But anyway, you know, 100%. Yeah. Do you know what?
You're going to start getting Kepa short.
No, but you know what it is? But you know what it is? But the thing is, I can hear it. It's kind of similar to like the whole Leonard Ramsdale thing. One of them can actually do the with the things with the ball.
Yeah, and if you're
trying to do
play
at the back, if you're trying to, it's like you might have to like deal with the shot stopping situations. Yeah, but if you're playing with the ball, you won't get there, so it won't even matter.
No, the thing is, that's the reason why we bought him, because he is
Kepa's good with the ball.
He's good with his feet, but he just gets packed out.
So it's like one of the things. It's a toss up, innit? Because like I still remember when Kepa was starting, it was shoot for many minutes going in.
Yeah,
that was the
thing.
But he is better with the ball, so he might be able to kind of maneuver the way of getting him just try and avoid help him in it. Because he's going to get packed out, but if you help him, his ability on the ball will be able to kind of actually help you guys be a lot better, and Mendy can kind of stay there.
Long I genuinely don't know. In the goal. Not,
I mean,
not
that too, though.
Everyone needs to drop points. So long may he stay there.
I genuinely don't know what we can do that goalkeeper situation, because it's just, it's finished. Maybe we need to be like, what's his name? Slalina, the American guy? Mm.
Ooh, ain't he like 16 or something?
He's a young guy.
He's a young guy. You want to go and bring him out and ruin his confidence? Hey.
Something's got to give, man. Mendy is not cutting it. He's not cutting it.
Would any of your defenders also take blame there, or is the blame solely on Mendy?
I'll say the blame is solely on Mendy, because when you have no confidence in your goalie, everything else is just chaotic. Like, there was one time, I can't remember what game it was, but then I think it was Zuma that was just screaming at Kepa. Like, you could hear him screaming, Kepa! Yeah, like, do something. Like,
what? It was him and Tammy. It was very random.
Like, the players are screaming at you. Silva's giving you dirty looks. Like, every single time we concede, you just see the players throw their hands up in the air because they know it's the end. Chelsea fans, they know it's game over as soon as we concede. So it's just like, it's got to go, man.
Was it this time, though?
Yeah, not this time.
It wasn't this time.
Not this time.
It's okay. VAR helped you in it, so it's fine.
Tell us how that match went for you.
Hold on a second.
I was actually, really funnily enough, like, I was at the Spurs game, so I wasn't watching in real time. I was getting updates from the girls, updates from Sky Sports. Seemed that we weren't really playing fantastically. We seemed to be okay, but Chelsea were worse. And then it just got to a point where, for the second goal...
Hold on a second. What did you say we were worse?
At the beginning.
I mean, you weren't great.
I mean, you weren't great. Only Mendy was worse.
Okay, only Mendy was worse.
He was like...
Wait a second. Who said that?
I mean, don't know. The reports were saying that you man weren't playing very well.
They weren't.
You weren't playing very well, but neither were you. Do you know what I mean?
And I can accept that. I can put my hands up to that. And Fabianski was madly at fault for what's called your second goal. And it pisses me off because I keep saying, start Areola in the league. It's time to start him in the league. Don't keep him as a cup player. He had a very great run last season. But I think it's time to put your money where his mouth is. Fabianski keeps making these howlers and it's pissing me off. Like, you know, it's time. Do the switch.
To use your words, he ain't no spring chicken.
No, he's not no spring chicken, babes. And I don't like it. And it irritates me because I feel like David Moyes has been at this for long enough to see these things. And I know that they've got decent goalkeeper coaches at West Ham. So why wouldn't you be like, you know what? It's time to make a move. They need to swap.
Yeah.
It's fine. She got her phone, so I'll just speak loud.
Yeah. You know what?
Is there a way that we just put this between both of us?
Yeah. Pull them over.
Shall I pause it?
No, just... Yeah. We'll just have to make
it. Yeah, it's all good.
Why is it...
I don't have, I've done my United bit anyway, so just be bits here and there.
Okay, it's back on again.
It's back on.
Yeah, every time you see it go off, you just press the button again.
Okay. It's bitch. So much that needs to be absolute.
Mine's back on.
Oh, is yours back on as well?
Mm. They both go on
at the same time.
Yeah. But bitch has her phone out this time. One receiver. Yeah. So it's control. Sorry?
It's just, you really don't look.
Fabianski.
Yeah, I don't think he's trash. I just think it's time the game has moved on a little bit. He's getting slow, he's making these small, stupid mistakes, and good players take advantage of it. So I think the switch should be made, absolutely.
But, like Chilwell's goal. Very good goal. Went through his legs.
That's a very good goal.
It was a very good goal. It was a very good goal.
Okay.
It wasn't an error, though.
Still went through his legs.
And he wasn't great, though. Like, I shouldn't have
won. And then it was a tight corner. Mm-hmm. Tight angle.
It was a great finish.
Great
it
finish.
It was a good finish. Look, I like Chile. I've always liked Chile. I put my hands up to that. So you can sort of see it come in. But, yeah, I was, again, getting my updates while I was at the Spurs match, trying to appear to be involved with the Spurs match when I really didn't care. And I saw that we got, like, an equaliser. And I saw it was Kone. And I was like, sick. Like, you know, his first, like, West Ham goal. All this exciting. And then it was just, like, literally, like, message.
And no, then voice note
And I couldn't hear it. I was dying to hear the voice note as well. And, you know, watching it back, it's funny. We got home and I watched it back from every single angle possible. Nonsense. I'm really pissed off about it.
I disagree.
You disagree? You would disagree, sweetheart. Because you reckon you saw studs.
No, it was. I promise you, in the angle, his right boot was on his shoulder. Sorry, yeah, Mendy Jesus made a meal out of it.
You out of six girls.
Because you lot hate just, Chelsea, not the media.
Not just six girls. What I always say, the fact of the matter is that Declan Rice and David Moyes both had a very poor response to that in the media, yeah?
And they should have got fined as well.
No.
It seemed like any Q call that gets fined.
But they're not even fining them because they know that they're
because they knew.
No, because when it was Thomas Tuchel against Spurs when it was warranted, both of the goals, what did they do? They fined him.
They fined him because he was trying to fight.
That's why he got fined.
And you're saying it's the same.
No, he got fined because of his comments.
He got fined because of the nonsense on the pitch.
I promise you, he got, no, because that's touchline ban. He got fined because of the comments.
Okay.
He got fined because of the comments. They're saying that what he said is unacceptable. Same thing as those two, unacceptable, but no, Chelsea agenda.
Clearly, it's not Chelsea agenda.
There was a big error for both of us as well.
PGMOL, so I've got to say it properly, have already come out and said that they accept that there was a mistake.
In the Spurs game as well.
They never come out and said that
in the Spurs game.
We ain't heard nothing about that one.
Newcastle one.
They said West Ham and
well,
Newcastle
somebody came out.
There was nothing about you.
Somebody came out and said that, wasn't it, Cucurella? Romero pulled his head.
The problem with that one was that they were saying that because it's unprecedented, it wasn't.
It's happened before, Flamey.
I'm not saying that this is correct. I'm saying that they were saying because it's unprecedented. That yes, okay, maybe it's unsportsmanlike behaviour, but they couldn't see it as a foul in that moment in time.
Because not bare as a foul. You pulled his hair off.
Listen,
pulled his hair off,
and then it was cool. Cucurella, and I love Cucurella as well, doing what's called elbows early on in the game, swings and roundabouts.
Exactly, Romero didn't forget.
Like I said earlier, I'm not going to sit and bitch and moan about this result too much because, quite frankly, it all happens to us all. It will come back to us before the end of the season. It doesn't matter. Like, West Ham have come out this season playing terribly. And like I was saying again before, last season was a fluke. We were top four until December. We've never done that before. Usually, we start off terribly. We have a good patch. Then we be iffy towards the end of the season. That is just how we play. And we're reverting back to that. Am I pleased with it? No, because I think we've done really good business. And Moyes should know better. So now it's starting to think to yourself, okay, is this the pinnacle of where Moyes can go? Is this his limit? Those are the questions that we ask. But yeah, no, we should have got the draw yesterday. But oh well.
You didn't. And Havertz came and he scored the winner.
You've been cussing Havertz.
Yeah, I've been cussing. You know, it was deserved
cussing.
Oh yeah, it was deserved.
I told Chelsea fans to keep the faith.
Yeah, I've still got stocks in him, but like he deserved to be benched.
No, 100%.
Him and Mason Mount.
Pulisic.
I should put that out there.
Also, when I saw that team list and I saw that you were starting Pulisic, I was like, I know you, man, don't respect us at all.
No, I think because the owners are American, there must be a clause now you have to play Pulisic because there's no other
reason why he's still at the club. Because there's no reason why he's still here.
Go back to, I wouldn't even say Germany. Go revert back to the States, bruv. Like, it's too much.
The thing is, we were going to send him on loan and then
United,
Bowley was like, nah.
This guy needs to stay. American star, isn't
it? Yeah.
He's an American star.
And then
I was going to say, you see the TikTok where they're like, oh, the best player in the Premier League, he's an American guy. Yeah,
no, but Americans get gassed about this.
And the thing
stuff,
is, all the American fans, they're hating our manager, saying that, oh, you're sabotaging America for the World Cup. Look at Mason Mount. The cussing Mason Mount there. So, give and take.
Now, but Americans are they're very emotional people because, like, what was it? We have a centre back in Championship. Their men are getting gassed over him and they're getting annoyed. It's like, why isn't he starting Arsenal? Because there's a reason why he's in Championship. Leave it there, but they get gassed over their players in there. It's whatever, but that's how they move.
Yeah.
Back to Moyes. Do you think that that's the furthest he can take West Ham?
Yes.
But why?
Because
I feel like he's done so much.
No, but quick interjection. You guys are being very entitled. Like, who do you guys think you are?
Okay.
Who do you think you are?
Let's
wow.
Address all of this. I'm not entitled. I'm very nah, babes, I am not. I'm
for the whole of December. That's good. That's the best
you guys
ever get.
That's why I said relegation.
Last year was a fluke. We did extremely well. I'm not saying that, we didn't do well. I said last year, we did better than we ever have.
Yeah.
Look at the history things. We've never started like that in the Premier League before. So I'm very well aware. Like I said, this is us reverting to type. It's not about entitlement.
It's only six games. You said that as well. Six games, you're in the bottom three. So, you know, things can change.
Frank got them fourth year and she was saying Frank out every week.
Yeah, I knew he
was. I'm not saying the minimum, baby. I think maybe you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. I'm not saying that he needs to leave now. I'm saying let's get to the end of the season where we go. But I do genuinely think that a Europa level is the peak. If we want to improve on that and do better, then we may need to look at other options. Am I saying that we deserve to do that? No, I'm saying it's things that you have to work on. They have to be better. I like Moyes. When Moyes left the first time and Pellegrini came in, I wasn't a fan of it because I felt like Pellegrini's bare rigid and mad Italian and that doesn't work for West Ham. So I was just like, when he came back, I was happy for it. And again, he's done great things. I'm not an idiot. And I think we have depth now that we can do better in cups because that's what ruined us towards the end of last season when we went on this mad Europa Cup run and we had nothing to give in the Premier League, which was a shame. But it was like we obviously said we wanted to win a cup. So that was the priority. Again, I'm not saying that I'm, you know, not appreciative of Moyes, but if you're asking me the question, is this the best that he can take us? I personally think yes.
It's quite similar. Sorry.
Who can take you further? Yeah. That's the question.
Do you think you have the players?
I think this is like Leicester, you know.
Look at Leicester. This is what Leicester's doing.
No, but this is why it's like Leicester. I think with like, if they were smarter, in my opinion, with what's his name? Rogers took them to as high as they're going to get. And you can see...
Ranieri, they won the Premier League.
No. I'm talking about Ranieri. I'm talking about specifically Rogers, though. That's why it's quite... It's quite similar to it. It's like, Rogers is a decent enough manager, but he took Leicester to as far as they get. And if they were smart, they would have told him, calm, you did fantastic, but if you want to try and push on further, we need someone who has a bit better. Similar, not the same exact thing, because you're not trying to get top where you might be, but... You know what I mean? Like, it could be a thing where Moyes is brilliant at West Ham. He's doing brilliant, but is that as far as he can get? If so, let's preempt the possible downfall and get on with the next one.
Is it the manager change or is it the squad? Because I still look at West Ham and I still look at Leicester, but West Ham in particular, your squad isn't better than the big six clubs. How do you actually push up, even if you have a better manager, if you haven't got the same quality of players?
It also doesn't help the fact that every single week, Rice is flirting with Chelsea. I'm sure that's not good for team morale.
Rice isn't flirting with Chelsea, but that's another thing for when the recording goes off and we'll talk. No, I completely hear you. I agree. But then again, it's one of them things where it's like if you have the right manager and the manager has like a vision and all that sort of things, then they can bring in players, no? Like, I agree. Our squad isn't, you know, as great as some of the other like big hitters. Not going to lie about that. But then it's sort of like, look at who your manager is and who their scout is and how their scouting system is and whether they can then attract more people. Mm. We're not going to get like the top toppers in Europe going, I want to play for David Moyes.
No, you got
Paqueta. It's great. And I'm really excited about it. And like I said, we'll see at the end of the season. Again, it is really early. This is West Ham reverting to type where we play terribly and then we start to pick up points and then we start to annoy a couple of people because we pick up points when we shouldn't. And then we revert back to type and lose points again. Like, it's a whole system. I've been doing this since I was 6 years old. You know what I mean? I know how this goes.
But can I say, because we're talking about, is your team better than some? It's like, how many games in, whatever. Is your team better than some of the big six? Is your team better than Brighton?
Mm.
It's not in this, I'm just asking.
No, do you know what? Really good question. I would say that last season our team was better than Brighton.
This season,
even though we've got the new additions, they seem to be gelling much more.
But that's chilling. But that's chilling.
No, but I do. I was gonna say because I do prefer our squad to Brighton squad. But again, Graham Potter, excellent manager. Yeah,
yeah. That's what I'm looking at.
To make it work.
But see, so that's what I'm thinking about. Yeah,
Brighton back to back. Didn't they finish like 16th?
No, no, but no. My, but this season, the way they started.
That's what I'm saying. Because we're pointing about like, we're just talking about like if he's but and like Brighton are in. Obviously, it's early, so they could easily fall off. But I'm saying. Brighton's team, as everyone like loves to marvel about, because I do rate Potter, but the whole point is that like he's found players from Ecuador and all these clubs from Russia and all these places, and he's making them this team proper click. Mm. And I'm thinking if he can do that with like what is basically probably people would like turn their face from their squad, whatever, then can you say the same thing? West Ham squad, is it better? I think on paper it is. So should they be able to be doing a lot better? Like Brighton will be able to do a lot better.
Do you know what I would say as well about, and it's similar to the point you're making about Potter as well, is that the mark of really good coaches, especially in the Premier League, is they already have a structure, yeah, and then they just get players to come into the structure. Mm. I feel like I actually think West Ham have a very decent squad.
Same.
The only problem is that the structure that was there before your better players, so minus a couple. So like for example, Paqueta is a very good player. Yeah, Paqueta actually doesn't play like the structure of West Ham. So before Paqueta got there, the structure of West Ham does not fit Paqueta.
Yep.
Yeah.
So now it's a toss up as to whether you're gonna adapt to fit Paqueta and the new. So let's say you continue getting better players. Yeah, you're gonna change to fit that structure, or do you want Paqueta to fit into the structure you have?
Or even with Scamacca, like does he play similar to Antonio?
Yeah, this is the question that we're like, I think West Ham fans are asking a lot of, because this is exactly what happened with Seb Allaire. Like he didn't fit our system. They decided that the system was more important than him.
Yeah,
and he barely scored, and then he went elsewhere and he thrived. So it's one of the things where it's like, okay, if you're going to get like seriously, well, not world-class players, but like really good players, maybe it's time to maybe shift a couple of things to make the system work for them. Mm. So again, early doors, but these are all questions that I'm asking. And I'm asking, is David Moyes that person to do that? Or is he very rigid in how he likes his teams to play?
Quick question. What do you think went wrong against Chelsea with West Ham?
It's not real.
The VAR decision, otherwise you would have got a point.
They didn't play well.
Neither did you.
Do you know what? We came back from behind and scored two goals. No, but you know what? What I'll say is we didn't play well, but it wasn't that necessarily things went wrong. I just think that things didn't
go particularly
right. Mm. And I would also say I have to respect your back line. I'd be an idiot not to. You have to give credit where credit's due. Sometimes you're doing all you can and you're not going to make it pass. But again, like I said at the beginning, I thought a draw was fair.
Mm.
How's your final first game?
I thought it was all right. I think you're fitting well.
I thought it was good on the ball.
Mm-hmm. Quick question as well. Just a quick question. Obviously,
who's the host today?
Just a quick question. So Antonio had Silva in a headlock, and he was already in yellow. Why didn't the referee?
To be fair, though, I think you should put that one to bed because you know when Reece James was on the floor
and he kicked out.
Yeah. Out. So
exactly.
Even.
All I've got to say is that like Stamford Bridge often gets when we come to visit, like WWE, and you know we have to accept it. Swings and roundabouts, babe.
Still call that VAR as if your own people weren't doing madness. Come on, man.
Yeah, he got a yellow card.
Should have been more, but whatever.
I'm sorry, but Antonio was on a yellow card and he had someone in the headlock.
He should have been sent off, for sure.
VAR, I guess 1-1.
No.
Yeah, VAR 1-1.
No, that's 2-1.
That's 2-1.
I'm being serious. I feel like, for example, I was re-watching the clip of the goal and I was like, what the hell is I seeing? So firstly, Mount had no pressure on him whatsoever.
Mm-mm.
He kicked the ball in the sky. Okay, cool. Inviting pressure. Reece James headed the ball back to Mendy. I think it was a bit short, whatever. Mendy was standing there shaking, hesitating. So as well, I was like, where's this guy? Did he come and collect the ball? Do you know what I mean? He didn't collect the ball. He parried, instead of him to catch the ball, like to grab it, he parried it away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Something's not right here, yeah? Cool. Then Bowen came, and I'm being serious.
Oh, he with the studs.
His studs did. There was contact. We know that any contact to the goalkeeper, they're going to say something anyway. So, cool.
I think it was a very, very light graze that could not have been helped in the position that both players were in. Therefore, I do not see it as a foul. I also don't think, one, he was going to get that ball. Two, Kone was mad clear. Like, I understand if it was me and it had gone towards me, I'd have been like, ah, you know what? You win some, you lose some. We won this one. But I'm not going to have the agenda that it was a mad... Like,
it was Mendy's Oscar performance.
Oi, winning. Yeah, is the reason speech why. Has been there.
I've been shocked.
The VAR. Don't get me wrong.
The stops. He did well because he knew he messed up there, so he had to...
That's what happened.
Hold that feeling. Yeah. Hold that moment. He knew what he had to do to rectify his mistake. And I can't be mad at it. But I'm not having that was a mad foul.
But then you don't overreact like that if there's no contact.
Yes, you do.
Let me land. You can't, like, make a reaction of anything if there's no something that the VAR and the referee, there has to be contact.
No, but we didn't say he didn't touch him. We didn't say he didn't touch him. You said there was no studs. There wasn't a foul. Like a foul for him to be doing that.
He looked up to see
the fuller through was the studs on him. So unfortunately, I saw the studs. Sorry. Wait, I just want to say big up to Kai Havertz. You know, I mean, good celebration, good goal. Chilwell as well. He came back from injury. Good goal. Fantastic. Congratulations. We go on next time. Come on, Broha.
Yeah, proper number 9.
Yeah, Broha did his thing. You know what I mean?
Good play there.
I feel like he deserves to start. He deserves the opportunity.
Oh my God.
Broha doesn't deserve to start.
Moving on to Tottenham. Tottenham beat Fulham.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren, how did that game go?
Our best performance of the season because we have been picking up points.
Mm-hmm. You've been shit.
Yeah, you've been shit.
You've been lucky.
Sorry, we're one of two unbeaten sides in the league so far.
So what? What's that got to do with anything?
No, that's actually good.
You could go unbeaten and you have nothing to show for it. You're unbeaten, and where are you?
They're third. That's what we're showing.
What's that?
But they're like,
what's that?
Two points off top.
They're good. And we lost like 3 times or something.
Have you lost three times?
Would you take a start to the league or would you take losing 3 times?
Sorry,
that's my fault.
You're unbeaten and you're not even first.
What's that?
But it's not the same.
They're like 1 or 2 points.
We're 1 point behind Arsenal.
They even got a point out of Chelsea for cheating. So carry on.
Cheating.
Yeah, you guys have been shit.
Mendy act cool.
Yeah, they were cheating.
How am I now compelled to support?
Can you say no?
What more can we do?
I'm a West Ham fan.
Kane's been shit as well.
Been shit but has 4 goals. Fine. I'll take shit.
Congratulations.
I'll take shit. I'd rather take Kane over Havertz or Mason Mount or any of them.
You know what? Take Kane. Someone that swears on his daughter's life for a goal. Take him.
Okay.
Yeah, he swears on his daughter about to get a goal.
He's scoring goals.
She went, ooh.
Sorry.
Calm down. Thank you very much. Lauren, keep going.
Yeah, no, I'm happy. We 2 disallowed goals. We hit the post, we hit the crossbar. I think the score makes it seem like the game's closer than it was, but we actually created a number of chances, so I'm happy. We're still unbeaten. We're going to the Etihad next week.
Gonna lose.
Getting 3 points and knowing that Arsenal dropped points this weekend, City have dropped points, makes life a bit easier. Mm-hmm. It's the best start to season that I can remember. And the best is yet to come because our players are not firing. They're not playing at the level that they can. The new signings.
What level is that they can play in?
What level is it? Have you not seen what Kulusevski start since he came in January? Sonny with his golden boot last season.
Yeah. What's Son doing?
My point was, he ain't smiling anymore, is he?
Oh my God.
They're not playing at the level and we've made an unbeaten start to the league. I know the team can get better. So the fact that we're picking up points still, at this point of the season where we're playing twice a week and people are dropping points, as long as we're picking up points, and we're beating sides that last season we lost, I can't ask for more. Better performances because no one wants to sit there and you're watching your team and you think, oh God, this is boring to watch. But equally, you don't get extra points for playing well. So win the game, and if you can't win, you don't lose, and that's what we're doing at the moment. So I'm happy.
I think Conte's gonna walk soon.
I don't think he is.
I think he's very unhappy.
But based on what?
He's already complaining about his signings, that he didn't want that Spence guy and everything. He's complaining. So you know what Conte does. Don't worry.
You looked really good, like, this weekend. I'm not gonna sit here and lie. I had really good seats as well. You looked fantastic.
No comment.
One thing I will say is that sometimes you man switch off and you invite too much space. And especially for that Mitrovic goal. Where
I saw that coming about
15 seconds before happened. I was like, mad space. But to be fair to you, the games that you have won have been games, or you have not lost, have been games that you lost last season.
Yeah.
Our game,
Chelsea. To get a point at the bench.
Sorry, I'm even looking at
it. This is what's got
faith. Let it happen. Just let it happen.
Yeah, like, it's an unbeaten start to the season. It's only us and City that maintain that record. We're only 1 point behind Arsenal until today had won all their games. Realistically, now,
it's going to have that.
Champions League is coming. I'm happy with the start. And we'll get better.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to listener questions. The first one is keep or scrap VAR.
Not keep it. Scrap the English lot. The freaking refs are horrendous.
Yeah, it's actually the refs.
Because if you watch like La Liga or Serie A or League One or even the European competitions, VAR is implemented differently. And in this country, the useless officials, whether they're on the pitch making the mistakes or they're at Stockley Park making the mistakes, they're just useless.
Yeah. Deep it. What was it? Who is it? I can't remember the ref. It was, I think, one of the games on Saturday. It was the first time someone went to the monitor and still stuck by the on-field thing for a penalty. I can't remember which game it was. I was like, the first time since VAR has been in it, someone actually said, no, my on-field decision was correct. I'm keeping with it. Not trying to force themselves because they've been told to go to the monitor that they have to change it. The English refs, man, they're crap. Fire them all and get some people in.
Just waste time. Because all they do is overturn the decision, why are you wasting our time? Are you going to look at the monitor just to make yourself feel better? Yeah. Oh, I'm going to overturn it.
Someone made the point. It feels like a revenge tour for the refs. There's like they've been told so long that they've been dead. They're doing this on purpose. I'm fully believing it because they've been moving stupid.
Some of them are so too much influence.
Do you know what is? I saw a tweet today that was like, I think it was like a report or something. He said, but this is literally why, like, there's no English refs at like major.
No, legit.
Yeah, it's true.
You're not wanted.
The first problem is the officiating standard in the league. Like
PGMOL, they need training.
Yeah.
They need flogging, man.
Until that changes, there's no difference between, literally, as Lauren was saying, whether they're on the pitch or they're not, and they're in Stockley Park. Because it's like, either way, their mindset is to think these things. It's not about where they're based, essentially. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Next question. How much is Schmeichel's departure affecting Leicester?
The goalkeeper shit, so.
He's not great. He's been declining anyway.
Yeah, I think there's like several layers to the Leicester problem because one, Schmeichel had been declining.
Yeah, so I didn't say he was shit. I'm talking about the new goalkeeper.
But he was also declining. Schmeichel was declining, and like I think they knew that, and it was like mutual for him to go. But then they should have been in the market for a goalkeeper
because Ward is horrendous.
He's awful.
Oi,
have you seen him try to jump?
Mass.
Terrible.
It's so bad. Like
how Liverpool got money for that, by the way. Liverpool are crooks. 12 mil.
They do this all the time.
They
swindle.
All the time.
No, but they have a centre-back in Soyuncu and they're forcing Ndidi to be centre-back. And I don't think Soyuncu...
Yeah, but Soyuncu wants to go to Turkey.
And so they all want to go. He's still here.
That's why he's going to go to Galatasaray.
End of last season, he was crap as well.
No. This is not me saying that Soyuncu is some kind of baller. I'm saying, if he's still here and he hasn't gone, you play him and you put Ndidi in his actual good position.
But he fought that in the beginning. Remember when Fofana played that game against Arsenal and Martinelli was cooking his ass, I'm telling you, it's since then, that I think Brendan Rodgers has been like, I'm not even risking it with any of you. Like, if you want to go,
The window's closed, you can't go anywhere.
No, the Turkish window's still open.
Fair enough.
But here's the loss of leadership. I think, Wes Morgan, Schmeichel, because I think, that behaviour of Fofana, I don't want to play. Or Soyuncu, I don't want to play. That behaviour wouldn't have run with any team
with like serious backbone. Mm. It would never happen at your squad. It would never happen at mine. There's just no way.
It is gonna happen at us. Yeah. And one thing I would say, I don't know if it's that it has impacted Leicester, him going, yeah. But him going was very telling on where the Leicester situation. Are yeah. In, yeah. in the, like, right now, in general. Yeah. Because even when he went, did you not think it was bare random?
Like, it was. Yeah. It was like...
Nice. Is it Nice?
Yeah, Nice.
Like, it's different if he went, like, to them, it's different if he went to like somewhere that holds some sort of sense.
Yeah, he went to Nice.
Yeah,
no offense to Nice, obviously. Like, no offense to Nice, but he went to Nice.
He just wanted out,
and that's what I'm saying. So I feel like him going was more so telling of there are problems here right now because it's literally like
it's a lot.
Madison was trying to go Newcastle.
Yeah.
Don't forget, they all.
Yeah, Madison's trying to go.
TD Lemon's was still, every single window.
It was United and Arsenal. Anyone, come take me. That's what he was doing.
TD Lemon's, look at how many people we've named just now yet that either want to go or went.
They all know that they've got no money. So they're holding company. Wait. Their holding company is like big and duty free. So obviously they've got no money. So like, look at their window. They've done nothing.
What they bought in one centre back, that was to replace Fofana.
And look, listen,
and a keeper.
We're observers looking at this. If you're in the club, you know things are fucked up, innit? So it's like they all want to go. Madison has been linked with going to Arsenal for as long as I can.
Newcastle, United, so, everyone.
Tielemans as well, like you've already said. So it's like the people inside know that it's
suspect. It doesn't help, because they're not getting picked.
It doesn't help that.
And I think also as well, like, sorry, play Iheanacho.
This is what I'm saying because what's his name? No, because Vardy's little subscription to Red Bull has run out and he's been looking higgy from back end of last season and he's still playing even though every single time Kelechi came on. But every single time Kelechi comes on, he does something. It's not a goal, it's an assist, or he's doing something. Even with Dakar, what's Vardy been doing since the season started?
Well, he's been dropped.
Just there running.
He's been dropped now.
One hedgehog.
He got dropped today.
So. And they lost.
Iheanacho scored. Vardy came on and it got worse. So I'm just saying.
I think it was already. I can't remember what the score was. Yeah, but it. Vardy was about to come on, and then Ndidi gave away the penalty. So
that's something.
Ndidi got the match before Vardy even set pitch.
No, but it's because he was warming up.
The
something.
Energy was there. The energy was there. I'm telling you, they knew.
He was like, "Oh, we're finished."
All right, final question. Can Ten Hag win something in this campaign?
Sorry. Yeah,
wow.
Europa League.
No, we're not winning.
Europa, Europa, FA Cup, something. You can win something.
I don't think none of the English, but you can win Europa League.
You can win something.
What, with Luke Shaw? Because you're not going to be able to play the same 11
don't know.
In the Premier League and in the Europa League
run. Why do you not always say these things? Like, we did really well. Europa's like...
I mean, Chelsea's won it twice.
Point. Like, let's not pretend English teams can get at least to quarters.
Yeah. No, don't get me.
With a dead squad, you
can get to the quarters.
You're not even invested until like quarters. You guys can do that.
I don't think Europa, you miss all of the nonsense.
Yeah.
I don't think Europa is a peak tournament. Don't get it twisted. I'm not trying to say we're not making it out of the group and all this. We are making it out of the group, yeah. And we probably will go. I don't know. I don't even know how many rounds Europa has. There's just too many things. Yeah. But I don't think. From when we couldn't even win it, the two times that we got to the semi-final, obviously the time before we got to the final, the year before we got to the semi and couldn't beat Sevilla, I think it was, and we were
They're the specialists. That is Sevilla's
competition. Chelsea beat them.
I hear you saying they're the specialists here, but we...
So did we.
We have the living daylight. That game, we missed like 20 chances. Remember, Martial and Rashford were missing... The amount of chances they missed, and that's what I'm saying... It's an embedded thing into these lot's skull, that they now don't know how to get over the hump. It's been so... You have to keep it.
FA Cup.
It's like Chelsea with FA Cup. There's something at Wembley. It's not
perfect.
But
it's
when you're at home.
You don't
want to
do
anymore
at Wembley.
You're saying
this in England.
When was the last time we went to...
You can give this up to everybody. Let it happen.
This girl, we haven't even gotten to a domestic cup final in years, by the way.
So you just don't think it's going to happen, or you just...
I don't think it's going to happen this year. So according to Moyo... We can't win anything.
Wonderful.
We'll end it there. Thank you for listening to this episode. Please make sure to like and subscribe and follow us on our socials. See you next time. Don't be surprised if I ask for the bag.
HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.